This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims, the home of Yankees radio, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
A Friday night, KM to AM. I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Yeah, Yankees win. We'll get to the Mets. It's a football Friday. Week two begins. Dial 888-808-1019 one time. Hit my line one time. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, maybe you are joining us live on YouTube, streaming on the free Odyssey app, the TuneIn app, iHeart app, WFAN.com. Maybe you're just behind the wheel, riding somewhere on a Friday night, listening to 101.9 FM, 660 AM, far-reaching from Maine down to Georgia. Let's have a good time tonight. Let's talk about New York sports. To the victor go the spoils, man. When you win, you go first. When there's positive vibes, positive energies, you know, coming from Fenway, we got to talk about that. And I'm not getting ahead of myself. But if you want to win the series, it behooves you to take that first game. And that first at bat from Judge is really on one right now. Trump bump, since he shook Donald Trump's hand, right? In his five at bats after shaking Donald Trump's hand, three homers, hard hit single, like 106 mile an hour single. DHing. You know, I just saw E-Man in here who did the post game. And you know what I said? I was like, that was fun because it was a complete game, a clean game, and you kind of exercised some demons in Fenway. Even though little wacky things started to happen where, you know, like a ball hits Jason Dominguez or Jazz Chisholm is safe, but since he was called out, they can't overturn the ruling on whatever. That was a game that we needed because it just marks off a lot of boxes. You know, earlier today we got the news, and we've been talking about this the last couple of days, but, you know, the news came out that Aaron Boone said he does not expect to see Anthony Volpe start any games in the series against the Red Sox, but he could be available off the bench as he recovers from the cortisone shot in his shoulder. Okay, so you know what that meant. You know what that meant. That means Cabbie 2.0. That's on you, bro. You're starting at shortstop. And he is a pest. He is annoying AF. He is an agitator. I like that kind of guy on the team. Paired with Jazz, the speed that they present, the athleticism that they have, putting the ball in play, getting on base, stealing bases, putting pressure on the defense. Like, let them make mistakes. Instead of the Boston Red Sox running on us like last year with Stroman and Trevino, they set a record on us. Instead of them running on us, we ran on them. That has to be in your toolbox. That has to be a weapon for the New York Yankees. It's refreshing to see. And Buck Martinez, yeah, I'm talking to you, Buck. Buck Martinez gave the Yankees bulletin board material. Buck Martinez came out and said, well, the Yankees aren't a good team. If they don't hit home runs, they don't have a chance to win. And since he said that, they have turned into the small ball bombers. 888-808-1019. I see a difference in the approach. A lot of singles being hit. Like, that's not random. You know what I'm saying? They go from swinging out of their shoes, feast or famine, only being able to manufacture a run via solo shots early in the Tiger series, to now all of a sudden back-to-back nights, back-to-back wins, driving in runs, hitting singles, doubles, putting the ball into play, getting on base, stealing bases. Good. I talk about a lot how teams have to evolve and how it's a long road. It's a long journey. It's 162 games. We take it day by day. Seriously, you know how I talk about this. This is the Yankees rounding into the shape that they have to get into for the dance. Bum, bum, bum. There's a high percentage chance that they're going to dance with the Dirty Water Dead Sox. And I like the look of this first game tonight. Luis Gil looks like a guy that wants the ball. As we're talking about Cam Schlittler being the Game 3 starter, the reigning rookie of the year is like, do not forget about me. I just got to get my feet wet again. I've missed some time, but back-to-back starts against postseason teams, Toronto and Boston. Luis Gil looking good. Had a little bit of a no-no going. He was Houdini working out of trouble. Threw 93 pitches, 54 of them strikes, and yeah, he was done when he was done. Good. But I had this thought and this feeling in my mind as he left the game, we don't have enough runs. Add more runs. Four is not enough. They could load the bases in one swing in the ballpark with the worst dimensions in baseball. Like, they could tie the game. This bullpen has imploded all week. It's still the same week. I don't trust Fernando Cruz right now. Fernando Cruz, good. He gives up a solo shot. No harm, no foul, because that's the only run that the Boston Red Sox would score. The Boston Red Sox would strike out 10 times tonight. The Boston Red Sox were left stranded. They were 0 for 8 with runners in scoring position, leaving 7 on base. Good. Usually that's a stat that I'm reading to you about the Yankees. Lucas Giolito, just to start the game. Why in the world would you throw that pitch to Aaron Judge after you just saw him meet the President of the United States? You know he's on one. That pitch was middle. Bye. Second pitch of the game. And then the Yankees just do what they got to do the rest of the way. Devin Williams. I mean, I know it's never easy with Devin Williams. I know Devin Williams scares a lot of us, but we got to use him. It is what it is. He hadn't pitched all week. It was his time to go, his time to throw. And he got out of that perfectly fine. Gave up one hit, worked out of trouble. Ryan McMahon to Goldie. I'm telling you how pumped up I was to see Ryan. Mama, there goes that McMahon to Paul Goldschmidt. Defense. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm not so fired up about the win. It's one win. You know, when you look at the standings, it is what it is in the standings. When you look at the wild card standings right now, your New York Yankees are +3 in the wild card, a game and a half up over Boston. When you look at the division standings, the Yankees are 3 back in the loss column behind Toronto and 3 games back. And obviously, you know, they took the season series. I'm not even worried about the division. It's going to be tough. Toronto won again tonight. But what I'm excited about is their ability to play a clean game against a team that they haven't done that against. I was at the first game of the Red Sox series when it was in the Bronx, and Gil was on the mound, and Gil couldn't field his position, and Ben Rice was throwing the ball around, and they were kicking the ball around, committing errors, whatever. A clean game tonight. A game where they ran wild. A game where they hit singles. A bunt was laid down. Like, little things that they say that the Yankees can't do, fundamentals, they did. And of course, your closer, David, put him to Bednar, goes in and does what he's supposed to do, and I have no fear. I have no worry. I know the game is over. I'm packing up. Like, I got to get to the fan. I'm out of here. Yankees win. Yankees win. Now, if you listened to me last night, I said, why not go and sweep them? I wanted 8 out of 12 here. You got 5 wins. Well, now you got 6. Why not sweep them? It isn't getting greedy. Go sweep them. Take all these games. I know it's going to be tough with Garrett Crochet on the mound, but I think you win the series tomorrow, and then you challenge Crochet, and we'll see about it on Sunday Night Baseball. I'm feeling good about that. Hope week continues. All I can do is hope. All I can do is hope that they play well. All I can do is hope that they get right. All I can do is hope that they perform against the Boston Red Sox, who have owned them the entire season. This is the last series. Long night for former Yankee Carlos Narvaez behind the plate. Catcher's interference. He did not tag Jazz out. He got lucky that the umpire called him out. Bases being stolen on him. Right? Remember, it was this whole thing about how he had a revenge game against the Yankees and how the Yankees discarded or whatever. 0 for 3, 2 Ks tonight. Nathaniel Lowe, who, when he first came to Yankee Stadium and they scooped him up for nothing, they scooped him up for free. I knew he was going to kill us in the last series. Well, what did he do tonight? Nothing. 0 for 4, 3 Ks. Masataka Yoshida, who I had hoped would be Yoshida the Yankee once upon a time. 0 for 4. The Yankees pitched. They hit. They took the lead. They kept the lead. They only gave up one run. I have nothing bad to say about anyone or anything tonight. Nothing bad to say. Trent Grisham, don't worry about it, brother. Don't worry about it, bro. You know, like, come through tomorrow. Come through tomorrow for us. Austin Wells, don't worry about it, bro. You handled business behind the dish. You went over. Didn't matter. Other than that, I think everybody got a hit. Judge. Rice with two hits. Belly. Stanton. Jazz with two hits. Cabby. Ryan McMahon. Nine hits on the day. Four runs scored. And, yeah, it is what it is. Couple errors, but, like, I'm not tripping off of that. That has to obviously get cleaned up a little bit with the throws, but I think it will. Caballero with one, Jazz with one. And that's the thing, too. With those two guys, as much good as they're going to bring, putting pressure on the defense and running and potentially double stealing and just, you know, being a problem, you know, on the base paths, they're also head cases. Those two lead the team in ejections. Pretty sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Definitely Jazz. If Cabby's got to be right behind him. If Jazz has three, Cabby's got two. And I don't really know who else has been tossed out of a game this year. All right, 888-808-1019. We'll start with the Yankees. And I don't know how I feel about the Mets conversation right now. It's not time to troll the Mets yet. Maybe it will. Maybe it will be at some point. But it's bad over there. L7. And the way that this game started, I'll save it. Because we got all Yankee fans. I don't want to kill the vibe. I don't want to talk about the Mets and kill the vibe and the good energy. You know what I'm saying? I just want, you know, I just got to keep it. Got to keep it to the Yankees. They don't pay me to live in the Mets misery of the collapse and what the hell is going on over there. People taking off their shoes to try and spark a rally. Keith McPherson on the fan dial, 888-808-1019. We'll be right back. Let's talk about the Yankees, though. This is what people want to do. This is what the phones are looking like. Philip is in Freeport first on the fan. What's up, Philip?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So, you know what? Listen, it's amazing. Trump comes in and they win.
Back-to-back games.
Can you believe it?
There's some energy. I mean, you can't. I mean, I'm sure a bunch of them are fans of Donald Trump, and there's something about the most powerful man in the world coming into your clubhouse, shaking everybody's hands. They
no
carry that energy.
No one's ever done that, by the way. Yeah. No one's ever done that, by the way. If people want to dismiss out, whatever, you have to dismiss that, Bob. You're a very smart guy. You're on the edge. You're doing a great job. But you can't dismiss that one. That's a big one. Doesn't it come to the locker room?
No, that's not a regular day. And I don't know, with Judge, I just think he took some power from the guy.
I love the Yankees.
Did you see what Trump did to his arm?
Oh, yeah, that kind of scared me. I'm like, hey, does he not know that this guy can't throw? Don't even tap that elbow. We need that elbow. He's not thinking about that. He might not even know.
Let me ask you a question. Look, obviously, the division is very tough. Very tough for them to win that, the Yankees. And by the way, you want them to win that because the wild card is very tough.
Yeah, you want the bye, of course.
You definitely want that. And thank you for the time, but I want to ask you 80 more questions.
Thanks for the call, Philip. Of course we want the division, but you were dominated by the Blue Jays this year, and I don't know if you want to play the game. Like, there's not that much time left. That's why I hear people talking about the Mets like, oh, there's still time left. And I don't know if they're trolling or if they're joking, like, oh, the season's not over yet. There's still plenty of time left. And it's like, this is baseball. You can't have a 7-game losing streak now. And, like, for the Yankees, it was good that they took 2 out of 3 from the Blue Jays. But the Blue Jays just beat the Orioles tonight. They probably will take at least 2 out of 3 from them in their own building. Then they will face Tampa for 4. They're going to win at least 2 there. Then they have the Royals, the Red Sox, and Tampa again. I just don't think there is a spot where, like, I don't think the Blue Jays are going to fall off, is what I'm saying. I think that they're in a great spot to finish in first place. Now, anything can happen, yeah. Somebody could get hurt. I'm not wishing that on them. I mean, Bo Bichette is hurt. But I just think now we're at the point of the season where, okay, the division seems out of reach. Hold off the Red Sox, and you are literally facing the Red Sox, where you take 2 out of 3, potentially sweep, then you're good money. Phil is in Sheepshead Bay.
Hey, Keith.
Hey.
Keith, you know, I noticed one good thing. They don't have to hit home run. They play good, crisp game. They got hits when they had to. The bullpen took care of business. And if they could keep things going that way, even let's say they win 2 out of 3 series for the next, let's say, 9 games, they'll be fine. I have no worries about that.
Yeah, they'll be fine. But they're definitely making the postseason. But
yeah,
this
but
is what
the team in Queens, here's my other point.
Yeah.
This guy was a bench coach, Mr. Mendoza, right? For Boone?
Yeah, for a few years.
I don't know what his problem is. He looks like he's shell-shocked.
I would be too.
Have a good evening.
Thanks for the call, Phil. I'm going to do it now. And I'll take us to the break. And then I'll take your calls on the Mets as well. I'm not trolling yet. Trust me, that day will come if this continues. But, like, I kind of felt bad. Like, I'm listening to the post game, and 22-year-old Jonah Tong, he sounds like he was crying in the club. He sounds like he was weeping, and he was coming from just, like, getting it together to talk to the media. It shouldn't get to that point. I look at the people in charge, like Mendoza, like Stearns, like Cohen. Great plan you had to get to the end of the year. The most important part of the season for you to ensure that this $340 million club goes back to the postseason, and you're relying on a 22-year-old kid on Friday night, black jersey night, Jacob DeGrom coming back, all of that energy in the building. You're relying on this kid, and you know what? No one is surprised how that first inning went. This is his third start. No one is surprised how that first inning went. This Texas Rangers team just swept the Brewers. And they've got a lot of young guys in their lineup that they were looking at Jonah Tong like he was food. Let me see that tongue. Oh, my goodness. Is this a thing? Do they play that? Oh, my. I don't know what you Met fans do. I see you guys taking your shoes off. They had a whole segment about taking your shoes off to spark a rally. That's not going to do it. Stop the gimmicks. It was Stranger Things night. It's too late for all of that. You got to play. And you know what? You don't like. You're relying on this kid, Jonah Tong. And that's a tough-ass spot for him to be in early in that game. Those walks will kill you, young man. Learn from it. Learn from it. When he is an ace and he is dominant in a few years, maybe it's DeGrom's farewell tour, and he comes back around to Citi Field one last time. You know, DeGrom said something like he felt sick all day. He felt like he was making his debut. Like, it really meant something to him. And you know what was crazy? After they had to take Jonah Tong out of the game, he didn't even get the proper reception from the Met fan faithful because the Met fans were booing and disgusted at what they had just witnessed. First batter of the game, former Yankee farmhand Josh Smith, walks. And then the kid strikes a guy out. Good. But those walks will kill you. Jock Peterson walks. You're in trouble now. Two on, one out. But then he does get the second out, and it's like, okay, kid, rumble, young man, rumble. Nope. Josh Young singles. That first run is on the board. So the Mets are down again early in the game. First inning. Didn't take the lead. Alejandro Osuna singles. It's 2-0. And then with the bases, like it's all this traffic on the base paths, you know the worst is coming. Cody Freeman single. It's baseball, station to station. They just move them along. 4-0. And now the Boo Birds are out. You can hear it. And they're not booing Jonah Tong. They're booing the organization. They're booing the Mets that talked about World Series in 5 years, this being the fifth year. They're booing the Mets that are forcing a 22-year-old kid to put the franchise on his back. You know, it's interesting, too, because I talked all week about how, you know, the Mets are celebrating 3 million fans in attendance this season and how Steve Cohen called the fans out to come to the ballpark. Where is he at now? Let me check his Twitter. Let me check Steve Cohen's Twitter. I don't think he's tweeting now. I don't think he's tweeting now. I think he's mad as hell somewhere. And I also think he's shook somewhere that he spent $340 million on this. He hasn't tweeted since August 15th. I remember the last time I did this exercise, he tweeted right after I said it. It took him a month. He had tweeted on July 12th. He said, there seems to be less complaining after the team scored 7 runs in the 8th and the 9th. Funny how that happens. Yeah, funny how it happens, Steve. Now they don't ever score late. They don't ever have a rally in their bones. They have a glass jaw. They can't get off the mat. So that shortens the game for the Mets. The Mets are playing 7-inning games. They have to take the lead and win in 7 innings because they're not going to do anything late in the game. But anyway, yeah, nothing from Steve Cohen. When's the next media availability for David Stearns? I want to watch it on YouTube. I want to watch it live. So he's got some splaining to do about this. You're relying on children. You are relying on kids with literally single-digit starts to save the franchise, which paid Juan Soto all of that money, paid Francisco Lindor all of that money, paid Pete Alonso all that money. And you know what? Those guys did actually get some sack flies and battle back against DeGrom, but that game was over 6-0 in the first inning. They had to pull this young man from that game after getting 2 outs, gave up 4 hits, 6 runs, 3 walks, and he just went into the clubhouse and he wept. Jonah Tong, you deserve better. Met fans, you deserve better. This was a year where they added the mascot race. This was the year where, you know, they raised your ticket prices and they raised them for next year, where you were so excited about having the missing piece, right? Juan Soto was supposed to be the piece to get you to the World Series in. Only the Mets can out-Mets the Mets, man. They're in a bad one. 7 losses.
No one
losses.
Will lead us.
Oh, well, I mean, Positive Tommy will tell you there's a lot of time. Go check out Tommy's Twitter. We got to make a push for Tommy to monetize his Twitter. There is no point in getting all of those replies and retweets and quote tweets and not making a couple dollars off of it. Tommy, come on, bro. You're killing it. And like, whether it's shtick, whatever it is, it's funny. It works. Frank the Tank came on. But hashtag Frank was right. 888-808-1019. What I'll say is, like, the Mets did have some fight in the dugout. At least we were seeing some of that. They did not go quietly into the night. Like I said, they did rally. Soto and Alonso had back-to-back sack flies. And at least they made you think, like, when it was 6-3, like, okay, they're halfway there. They got a shot here. But what a weird night in Citi Field for the return of Jacob DeGrom. What a weird night in Citi Field for your future young ace, Jonah Tong, to just get humbled, to get smacked, to take his lumps. And he didn't really take his lumps. They had to pull him. They had to pull him. Then you go to the bullpen, and it's Brazoban, cool. It's Stanek, cool. Those guys were traded for last year. But then you get to Gregory Soto, who was traded for this year. You might as well DFA him. I know they're not going to do that, but he hasn't been good. At least Ryan Helsley didn't completely blow it. And by that point, the game is over, man. So it's just another L, another losing streak. And what do you expect these guys to say in the postgame? Or another game added on to the losing streak. What do you expect them to say? We are free falling. We are collapsing. We can't stop the bleeding. We know we are in peril. This is dangerous. Our season is on the line. And as we look at the standings in the wild card, it is crazy to think that the Cincinnati Reds and the Giants are both a game back. You've got two teams on your heels, one that owns the tiebreaker against you. We'll talk about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.